Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Okay, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. And I'm blessed. Dr. Joe Hubbard is to my right, barely.
Almost by yourself.
Out of breath.
We're rushing in because we're between shows.
And Dave Stoop is walking in as we talk.
Yep.
So
we're here with you, Larry.
Yeah. So it's Friday, and I want to tell you about two things. One is there's a movie coming out. It's coming out August 23rd. It's called Overcomer. It is a really good movie. It's produced by the Kendrick Brothers, and they produced a whole bunch of movies. Among them were Courageous and War Room. Those are ones I can remember. There were others
those
as well.
Those are and, famous ones. Fireproof, didn't you say?
Yeah, Fireproof was another one.
Uh-huh.
Now, the movie is a really good story. It's got faith values. It's got humor. It's got really good acting. And you will not be disappointed. I can just about, well, I will guarantee you, you will not be disappointed if you go see that movie. See it Friday, August 23rd. I want you to also be aware, if you haven't been listening to the radio earlier this week, that we met our match a couple days ago. And the match was $324,000. And there aren't many times where I come on the air and I get a little excited and I'm not begging for money and saying, please, please, please. But that was just real so much fun to report that the match actually came in. The final, we had two large gifts come in one day and some various other gifts. And the total that came in was $432.61 over the match goal. $324,432.61. So we made a decision. We're going to continue to offer to match your funds based on a step of faith. And the step of faith is we'll keep this going through the 31st of July. And at the end of July, whatever that amount is, say it came to $350,000, then that'd be $26,000 more we would have to find to match the overmatch. And we're committed to do that. We're going to put it out there on faith that God will bring the right person forward to match the overmatch. We have done this in the past on smaller matching gifts. And this one's a little larger, but we think God is a big God and He can handle it. So,
and this is exciting news because yesterday we were recording a program we didn't know,
We were $32,000 shy of the goal.
Yes,
right?
And now this week it's come through. And if for any of you who can't hear it or see it, this is Larry really excited. This is Larry being excited.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah. It's just a little
it's
ripple
rare.
Up or
a
down.
Up,
yeah.
Yahoo.
Oh, gosh. And Dave commented on the show where we announced this that he was really leery when we
announced this. Yeah, it seemed like an awful lot of money to raise.
Yep.
Because we never had a match like that.
Right. But you folks, thank you. I cannot say thank you enough to everybody who gave the seed money towards the match and everybody who gave money to be matched. It's just a testimony of God's grace and goodness. And that's what we like to think we're about here at New Life, because He has an amazing, takes amazing steps of grace and goodness in your lives when you take steps that are tough, when you listen to the counsel of people like Jill and Dave and do things that are uncomfortable. But we're going
to
talk.
There's more work to be had, right? There's more for us to do, and now we get to do it. So.
Right. So that's the as thrilled as I get, and I'll calm down after the break.
Inside, he's having a party.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We're going to take your calls. We still This is a recorded program, so I don't need to give the 800 number. Terry's laughing at me through the window in there. But we've got a good full board. We're going to take these calls and come back right after this. So hold the lines. We'll be back.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard are here with me, Larry Sonnenberg, and we're going to go right to the phones. Let's talk to Lee. Lee is on line 8, Cincinnati, Ohio, listens on WCVX. Hello, Lee. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you all today?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Let me say briefly what this is, and then I can just get, go more deeply into it. I want to share a blessing from which I have learned about patience and love. I was going to present my situation to you all as a problem, but in doing prayer while I was on hold between shows, God's Holy Spirit made me to realize that my situation is really an opportunity. It's really a blessing. It's an opportunity that someone else that with a similar situation to mine may be blessed just listening to you all's advice. So here it is. Basically, my sweetheart wife and I have been married 36 years this coming, next month, August 23rd. And in a nutshell, we basically have a sexless marriage. In those 36 years, we have not been together that way no more than 36 times. And, but what I've come to realize over time is that I'm really, really deeply in love with my wife, and I look at her with more love now. It's almost as if God has made me realize that, maybe part of the reason that we have had a sexless marriage is that maybe I was selfish. Maybe I didn't, take time to make sure that she was satisfied like I was. I don't know, but I've prayed about it. I don't have all the answers. I'm just saying that. That's a situation, and I wish it was something that we could talk about in our churches, but, we don't really bridge that subject too much about sex. I would like to get involved with doing just that, though, here locally. Maybe some people in my same situation, they can find some answers. We've tried vitamins and everything else, but it's really a biological problem with her body, and she just don't have the desire.
What's your question, then?
Question is, how can I get some help? She really wants to be back romantic, romantically involved again. But again, like I said, we've tried vitamins, we've tried some counseling, so we just don't know.
How about medical? She's been to a doctor.
We have not been to a doctor.
There are doctors that specialize in these types of issues that can really be a big help.
Well, if it's your wife that is hesitant, the gynecologist is really
place to start.
Place to start.
And gynecologist, okay.
And Lee, do you and your wife talk openly and freely about these issues?
Well, we have discussed this issue over time. I mean, we don't beat it to death, It's just, that's always the same. So, I want to, I just don't have the desire.
Okay, but usually there's a lot more to that than just I don't have the desire, right? What, I wonder what has happened in her life that has caused her to just shut down and shut off that part of her. Because there are, medical manifestations of psychological issues that happen.
Okay. This is Dr. Jill. I thought about that, too, and I've asked her a few times about that, was something happened in your life where maybe were you ever abused, or did you have a boyfriend that's kind of mistreated you? And she says no. She was never she never experienced that. So I don't know.
So Lee, is she curious about it? Because you're asking the question. Well, yeah. See, that's part of the problem. She shut down all the way around it because I would think that in a marriage, even though sex is definitely such a small part of the marriage, but it's an important reflection, right, of one's ability to be intimate and to be close. And it's interesting that she's not even curious about it, right?
No, it's just as if she's, she always goes back to maybe it's the hormone problem or whatever, but it's almost as if it doesn't even seem to touch her mind, and I'm very much alive. My body is very much alive.
And are there other things in life that she shuts down about, that she just isn't curious about or won't talk about and is kind of just okay avoiding certain things?
No, we actually, we even watch marriage shows on TV and talk about, the situations and whatnot. But no, there's nothing else that she's just brilliant. I look at my wife, and sometimes I almost want to cry. She's just, to me, almost like a saint. She's just very open with people, and she loves people, and she's also always worried about what she can do to help somebody. She's just, just a great person.
Right, and she does. She sounds really lovely. So she sounds like she focuses a lot on others, but not really on herself. And
yeah,
I'm kind of taking a leap there.
Really on our,
right?
Yeah, not really on. But that's the only problem to do that I can see is that just the romantic part between us. And, it's been years and years and years now because we haven't slept together in over 20 years.
Oh. Well, so Lee, so even to just let's say you're not having intercourse, even to just hold each other, to to have some affection, to touch, to be close that way, even if it doesn't lead to sex, is there any of that?
Yeah, every morning, when we leave each other for work, she'll kiss me, tell me she loves me. We'll kiss. We'll hug, but we don't really just have any long spout, any long hugging. Just maybe just hug briefly or kiss briefly. There's the romance, that I would love to have there. It's not really there.
Mm-hmm. I think you hit on it though, Jill. There's two things: the psychological aspect and the physical. And even the wife mentioned it could be just hormones, but that's the area for the doctors to look at.
And talk about. And that's kind of a common explanation, but it sounds like she's just reaching for something to explain it rather than actually getting the help. And I would start with her gynecologist and say, I want to go with you to your next meeting and talk about what we can do to change the situation for both of our benefits, not just for hers. Or yours.
Well, right. And I just think of it as someone who, she sounds like a lovely person, but that there's a part of her that is just completely walled off and shut down and closed down.
And there's a reason for that.
And there is a reason for that,
she's
right.
She's afraid to look for it.
Well, Lee's an amazing man
to
be as patient and soft-spoken and kind and wanting help.
And to see all the other good things, right? Because, again, this isn't the biggest part of marriage, but when it's this closed off, you just have to really
it's
wonder.
It's an essential part.
Yeah.
We're going to send you the seven, no, not the seven, the Mediterranean Love Plan.
The Mediterranean Love Plan, okay.
Just read that book. There might be some ideas in there and some things that would...
Read it together.
Yeah, read it together. You could sit and read it out loud together. But mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, Lee. Okay, I want to go and talk to, who was it? It was John in Denver, Colorado. John, how are you doing? You listen on KRKS. Thanks for calling us.
I'm here. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Praise God. I'm so glad I got a chance to get through and talk to you.
Okay. Well, tell us how we can help you.
My wife and I have been in counseling, marriage counseling, for probably 18 months. And it really has not been helpful. We're still going. The thing is that she and I, not just me, but a lot of people in her life, she can't connect to emotionally. Mm-hmm. What has happened in her life is that as a small child, she was sexually abused, and she had a mother that had mental health issues, mm-hmm. So her mom... And her mom was not able to really take care of her, and she never really bonded with her mom. So there's a lot of attachment issues too, and it's just like she can't attach emotionally to me or my kids either. Mm. And it's just created so much problems in our marriage because, from my perspective, a lot of times I feel like I'm just a meal ticket for her, you know. And I've had one child who's he's tried to take his own life several times because he doesn't feel like his mom really cares about him.
Hmm.
Wow.
At the real heart of it, what I think is going on is all of the things that happened to her when she was little mm-hmm. affect her personality and who she is today.
Absolutely.
And so here's my problem, and here's where I need some help. Is I'm kind of near the end of my rope. We've been married for 25 years, and I don't think I've ever had a good relationship with my wife. I have a great relationship with my kids, but I'm just at the point where I'm just, you know, I cannot get my wife to go to counseling to address any of those issues mm-hmm. like that happened to her when she was little. When we go to counseling, it's about our marriage, right? And even that, she doesn't take any of it to heart, you know. Things that I think would help our marriage, I don't really see her putting her best foot forward, even trying to do those things. It's as if she doesn't really care if the marriage falls apart, you know. And I in my heart, I think to myself, well, maybe if she went to counseling for maybe that EMDR therapy I've mm-hmm. heard about, that's what our counselor keeps recommending to her over and over again, but she won't go. She won't go. And I can't
what's
make
her... what's her reasoning, John?
Well, you know what? She procrastinates, and she says, I've got to do research, and, you know, it's been like a year later, and
she's scared.
Yeah. She's scared.
I think that might be it. Maybe she's scared.
Oh, she's scared to death.
Well, and here's my problem is that I'm at the end of my rope. You know, I just mm-hmm. feel like, you know, if you want to have a successful marriage, you gotta have two people both pulling together, you know. In our marriage, there's no love. We're not emotionally connected. There's mm-hmm. she doesn't have the capacity to forgive, not just me or anybody, really, you know. She's not connected to her mom or her dad or her brother. Her mom and dad passed away, and she didn't even, you know, hardly ever even talk to them.
Wow.
And she's just been so all of this junk that happened to her when she was little, I feel like if she would go through EMDR therapy that would be helpful. But I can't make her go, and I'm mm-hmm. ready to just throw in the towel.
John, you know, of course, it's a long haul. Do your kids tell her how they feel?
Oh, yeah.
That they need And how does she respond to that?
The same thing, kind of procrastination, like, well, I need to do my research first, and we'll try and show her YouTube videos, or I'll print out, you know, what EMDR therapy is all about. And you know what? It's just procrastination.
Yeah, but the procrastination is for a purpose, right? She doesn't feel safe, so she goes to her head. So if she can logically figure something out, that feels safer than to have a heart connection to anything, right? So that's the degree to which she is scared and really, quite frankly, doesn't know how to do it any differently, right? Or that if she did go into that, that she might completely fall to pieces. There might be a fear of complete disintegration.
She'll start to cry and won't be able to quit.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, because I know when we were dating, you know, she opened up to me a little bit about the abuse, mm-hmm. the sexual abuse that happened to her as a child. And it was kind of, you know, it was horrific.
Okay, we've got to go to a break here. We'll come back and finish up. John. Hold the line.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're talking to John, and Jill, I think, has some comments.
Well,
John,
I understand that you're feeling at wit's end. It's so hard when you're, you know, feeling like you can't make any progress. I think, you know, one approach might be is to, you know, maybe remind your wife of when you were dating. You started to tell us that story about how she opened up and how, you know, since you've been married, you know, you guys haven't really, and I don't know if you have, but haven't talked that in depth about those issues. But I mean, she's clearly reenacting her childhood, and mm-hmm. when we don't deal with things, that's what we do. And I would go ahead and make an appointment with a therapist, with someone that does EMDR, and I would tell her that because she's so afraid, and you know that she's afraid, like she's not going to admit that. She's just going to say she wants to do research, right? That as part of her research, you've made an appointment, and you will go with her so that you both can learn about this process to see if it might be helpful. And I think you have to lovingly say, sweetheart, this is hurting our kids, it's hurting our marriage, and in order to have a future together, we need to go get some further help with people that can dig in and help us with the issues that are getting in the way.
and recognize her fear.
Yeah, but you have to name that she's afraid, mm-hmm. and that's why you're going to go with her, to be with her, because you understand that she's afraid.
And John, I know you feel like you're at the end of the rope, but I think if you take some of these steps and really seek God and His Spirit to be the strength and the power for you, you're going to find more rope. And I would also say that kids always lose when parents separate and divorce and such. And do what you can, even though the relationship with their mother isn't what it ought to be right now. We want to send you a copy of How We Love. I think if you guys could read that, you especially, but her too, if you could read parts of it together, that would really make a difference in mm-hmm. in how you see the imprint that was made on her, and she would see that too. So thank you for calling, John. Let's go to Carla. Carla's on line 2, Idaho Falls, and she listens on our app, and that's a good reminder for folks. We do have a New Life app. Find it at the App Store. Okay. Hello, Carla.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, how can we help you?
my mom passed away last year.
Sorry.
I'm having a problem figuring out how to heal from a lifetime of rejection and try to move on.
Rejection from your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes, Carla, when someone is removed from our lives, actually, that's when the healing can begin. Because if you are, you know, in ongoing relationship and you are constantly being hurt or feeling those feelings of rejection, it's hard to get some, you know, enough perspective and distance from it to really kind of explore it. And so this actually may be a really good time for you to, if you haven't already, get into some therapy and really explore the impact of your relationship with your mom on you.
And you called a good day because Dave Stoop is here, and Dave had quite an experience forgiving his dad after his dad passed away.
Yeah. You're not really dealing with the real mother. You're dealing with the mother that lives in your head, mm-hmm. Carla, and that's a lot easier to deal with because she'll talk back to you, but you will always prevail because you're still alive.
Yeah.
And allowing yourself to express what you didn't feel free to express when she was alive. If you realize that you're directing the energy and the information to that representation that's alive in your head, not to the real mother, but to what she's become to you internally, it gives you some freedom to allow yourself to be angry and to mm-hmm. protest what wasn't there that should have been there and what was there that shouldn't have been there. And letting yourself process it and take your time, and it's amazing how it will free you. There was a phrase in one of Pat Conroy's books that I held on to in dealing with my father issues. It was that on the day he forgave his father, his life began. And maybe on the day you forgive your mother, your life will begin anew. And you don't forgive until you've done the grieving work, the anger work, and the sadness work over what was missing and what was there that shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm. You also missed, we've only got a little over a minute here before the break, but Dave, you mentioned something about writing letters.
I have people write letters, and obviously your mother can't read it, and it's not meant for her to read. You might go to the gravesite and read it when you're done, but it's a letter of anger and hurt, and you spill it out. And then at the end of it, you say, because God in Christ has forgiven me, I unconditionally forgive you for all of the above. And that's when the freedom comes, because you're breaking the hold that the past has on you. And you're also breaking the hold that that voice in your head has.
Mm-hmm. Carla, thank you for calling. Which forgiveness book? Forgiving What You Never Forget?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carla, we're going to send you that book that Dr. Dave Stoop wrote, and that will really speak to your heart. It's an amazing book. I learned more about forgiveness in that book than I could imagine. Well, we're going to come back to the phones right after the break. I want to remind folks, if you make a gift to New Life today, we'll send you a copy of John Townsend's book,
People Fuel.
Thank you. And also want to encourage you to sign up for Club New Life. If you could consider being a monthly giver, $30 or more a month, it makes all the difference. We've got 8 book set that we would give you just for signing up and making your first gift. And it's an amazing resource. We'll be back right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things we want you to know about. If you have an Alexa-enabled device like an Amazon Dot or Echo, listening to New Life Live just got even easier. All you have to do is say, Alexa, play New Life Live, and the latest New Life Live program will begin playing. You can even use commands like Alexa, pause if you need to stop listening to the show for a moment, and then say, Alexa, resume to pick up right where you left off. We know you're going to enjoy this new convenience, so be sure to check it out. And if there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed and their credentials have been verified, so if we can help you with that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Larry, back to you.
Thanks, Terry. It's a good reminder. If you need help in counseling beyond this radio program, and if you're not willing to call and have about a million of your closest friends hear your issues in life, go see a counselor one-on-one. That'll be a really good experience for you. Okay, let's talk to Sam. Sam's on line 5 in Seattle, Washington, and he listens on our app. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
My wife of 8 years recently wants to separate from me. She thinks that I don't love her anymore. And she said that I have anger towards her. And my whole intention is to save my marriage. And that part of her thinking that I don't love her is not true because I do. And I'm willing to do anything and everything to save my marriage. Currently, my wife, she is not at home with our 7-year-old son. And she has requested that I move out of our home.
Sam, before we move on, is your phone on speaker?
There's
a lot of background noise.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me pull over.
Okay.
I had just started driving.
Okay, thank you.
I'll pull over.
What does she?
One second.
While you're pulling over, I want to ask you what makes her think you have an anger problem.
Mm-hmm. Right, and don't love her.
I've been trying to ask her, but like that day that she left, she just left, and I haven't had a chance to really talk to her about why she thinks that way.
And she's left?
Yeah, she left our home.
Oh, wow.
But if she thinks you don't love her and she thinks you've had this problem, to me there would be more than one conversation about this, that over time she would have been saying, why are you angry, and questioning you more.
She has not.
Unless that's something that's just kind of an excuse.
Yeah.
It seems like that's an excuse, Sam.
So what she did, it's been a month now. She left for about 2 weeks. I didn't know where she was. Mm-hmm. She requested that we don't talk until June 6th. Then on June 6th, when she called me, she said that she was overseas. So she went overseas, and that's where she has been. And
she with another man?
I don't think so, because when she went overseas, she went over to my parents' house, she went over to my family house, she went over to her family, and they all talked about this, and when I talked to her, everything was okay. She said she'll come back, and then when every time I talk to her, she's like, oh, nothing has really changed. And currently, I have got a little apartment, so she wants to stay at our family home as we work on our issues.
Well, what are you going to do to work on your supposed anger?
Well, I need to talk to her, maybe find a good Christian counselor who she can agree we meet and talk, so that she can tell me, she can see what is this thing she's calling anger. Because for you to get treated, for you to get help, you need to know what is why this person is thinking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but I would prepare for that by getting involved with a men's group, talking with your pastor to understand some of your own behavior and what he maybe has observed. I would start working on yourself before she comes back.
Don't just wait for her to get the information.
Take the initiative. Don't let her have the initiative in terms of thinking you're resisting or you're waiting for...
Seeing a counselor would be good for him.
See a counselor by yourself, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And kind of explore, sometimes anger leaks out and it's not just, a yelling or a rage, but there's a sense of, you being displeased or short with her. It could be a variety of things, and she could be extra sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Right, and be reading a lot of things into it. I'm also wondering, and guys, what do you think about them going to our marriage weekend?
Fabulous.
If you're willing to do anything, I mean, signing up for our marriage intensive and saying, I found an intensive for us to go to really explore and have the time, and I'm lining up, someone to care for our son, and invite her to go on a weekend.
October 5th.
I would love to do that. Our son is also autistic, so that could be another thing that's bothering maybe her or both of us.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot to deal with. Did she take your son with her?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Sam, October 25th is our next marriage one. That's going to be in Columbus, Ohio. And I know you live a little ways away, but it'll be worth the airplane ride there. It's an amazing workshop.
And there's what are those things called? Financially.
Scholarships. Try to remove all the obstacles to going. And I think that it does speak volumes if you tell your wife, I not only love you, I will do whatever it takes to save our marriage, and I really want to understand what you're talking about. You really, instead of defending yourself or saying, you know, that's not true, I don't know what you're talking about, help me understand how you are viewing things.
I think we maybe lost Sam because there's no background noise.
Right.
Oh, well, there he is. He's back up.
Yeah.
Terry's protecting us here.
So I think it's important that you have those conversations, and that in inviting her, saying, I'm willing to go to this extent to help us so that I can understand where our marriage has gone wrong and why you don't feel satisfied in this relationship.
Yeah.
So, Sam, do what Dave suggested, to go see a counselor, your pastor, get some help for you.
Get some insight.
Let her know you're working on it and you want to make this marriage work, but you're going to need her to participate as well. And seeing a marriage counselor.
I'm seeing a counselor, but I was looking for a Christian counselor.
Okay.
Stay on the line. We've got people up there in your area that are well-trained and are believers.
What book could we send Sam? Would How We Love be something, or would it be?
Sure, that would be a precursor to the
weekend. Let's do How We Love. That might really help you, Sam. So thank you so much for calling. Okay, I want to go to Donna. Donna is on line 3. And she's in Nashville, Tennessee, listens on WNQM. Hello, Donna. How can we help you?
Hello. Yes, my daughter has walked off and left her 3 kids. What do I need to do?
My goodness.
How old's your daughter?
She's 39.
Was she 39. Living, were they all living with you, or did she come by and drop them at the door?
They were.
Okay.
Oh, you were all living together. Okay.
And there's no husband involved?
She's working.
I'm sorry, what?
So?
Say that again.
She says she's working and she'll be home and tomorrow. And then she says tomorrow. And tomorrow.
Tomorrow never comes.
Doesn't come. And it's been like a month.
Where's the father?
The 7-year-old talks to her. The father, he's around for the 7-year-old. But the other two's father's not there.
Ah, okay.
So there's a 7-year-old and...
15 and 17.
15 and 17. Okay, so they have a different father than the youngest.
Right.
Okay.
And she talks to the 7-year-old like every night, and she's like, I'll be home in a little while, but she doesn't make it.
Oh, wow.
She's got a boyfriend.
She lies to them, yeah.
She does, but I'm wondering if she's on drugs, because I think she would come home if she wasn't.
Okay. Has she had a history of that, Donna, of drug use?
No, she's not. She don't do that. She's always took care of her kids, been with her kids, and always took care of them.
Okay, so this is unusual behavior? This is different.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I would guess that there's a man involved.
Yes.
That she's interested in.
And there he is. Now, we do know that for a fact, but would she just walk up and leave her kids for a man that's not like her?
Wow. People do things we don't expect. Hold the line. We're going to come back after the break, see what help we can give you.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, We can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back and we're talking with Donna. And Donna's daughter has three kids. They were all living together and Donna left. And she hasn't been
Donna's daughter left
and she hasn't been coming home. So Donna's got the care of three grandkids, 17, 15, and 7 years old.
Donna, what do the older grandkids tell you? Yeah. 15, 17 year old. What do they say?
They don't say much about it. The 15 year old kind of gets frustrated, you know, a lot with it. But the 17 year old acts like it doesn't bother her, but I'm sure it does.
Oh, yeah.
And then the 7 year old. She cries some, but not as much as she used to.
Yeah.
Because she talks to her every night, and she gets excited because she's going to come home tomorrow. But tomorrow she doesn't come
home. That's so crushing, yeah.
So when she calls, she does not ask to talk. Does she not ask to talk to the other two children? She only talks to the 7-year-old?
They text her, and she'll text back.
Okay.
Yeah. And what, you were going to ask something? Go ahead.
Yeah, about getting them in school. Can I send their school papers?
Yes, you can. I mean, you guys have all been living together. And since your daughter has been working, are you the one that's at home with the kids as they come and go?
I am, yes.
Okay, so you've kind of been the caretaker. And in the absence, I mean, you're the legal grandmother. So, in a sense, you're their guardian right now. So, absolutely, you can sign the school papers. And I think you have to step in and do what's right for the kids. I mean, that's important. We don't want them to suffer as a result of their mom.
They're well taken care of. They know I take care of them.
And they know that you're the person they can count on.
God bless you for that.
Yeah, I go home straight from work every day. And
there's not much else you can do, Donna.
Well, other than, you know, reach out to your daughter, talk to her, ask her what's going on, you know.
She won't text me.
Okay. She won't talk to you.
And I know where she is, and I've been there, but I didn't go knock on the door. I just see her car there. She's just right down the
She's
only like 15 minutes away.
What about knocking on the door?
I did not knock on the door.
I know, but what if you did? And just asked your daughter, you know, you're not communicating with me. I just want to understand what your intentions are. Yeah. The kids are wondering.
Kids miss
you. She'll just lie to me and tell me I'm coming home.
Okay.
I'll be there in a little while, but she won't come.
Okay.
That's what she'll say.
Okay.
She'll be like, I'll be there in a little while. You know, I'm coming home.
Well, keep taking care of those
kids.
She'll
leave and she won't.
It's a good thing you're there for those kids.
And she knows the kids are taken care of.
Right, she does. So
you need to be honest with the 7-year-old as well as the others in the sense that don't get your hopes up kind of.
Well, yeah.
She's coming home tomorrow. She says that every day.
Mom's saying that, but that might not be happening, right?
Yeah. Confirm her experience of it.
Yeah. What has happened before? So that she's, you know, living in reality instead of that false hope. And then I would be asking the older kids, how do they feel about mom being gone? What do they think's going on with her? I think it's important to be talking about what's happening and then continue on and care for the kids as you always have. It's a sad situation.
You're in a tight spot, Donna.
It's
really tough, but you know, we can pray with you and pray for you because God has put you in a spot that you never expected you would be in. And these kids never expected it. But God has a way of redeeming and making things work when we get in tough and ugly situations. And if you'll just keep being the grandmother that you know God has been empowering you to be, you can make a real big difference in these kids' lives, and they're going to need that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. We sure appreciate it. Is there something? What can we send Donna or send for her daughter?
How we love our kids.
That one is out. That one's out of print now.
Oh.
So we don't have any of those left.
Oh, okay.
Take your life back.
Okay, let's do take your life
Donna.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess that's about it. Well, thank you, Donna, so much.
Yeah. Well, it's such a difficult situation when we have people and we can see that they're choosing wrongly,
yeah.
right? But we have no control over their actions.
Well, and to right? be in that spot where Donna is, you know, usually the roles are reversed where
right.
parents are doing too much and trying to enable and being codependent. Mm-hmm. And here we have a reverse role.
Right. We have a mom that's
desertion.
Being really immature. And here's also a situation where you could say, okay, is Donna enabling her daughter? But you don't sacrifice children to teach someone else a lesson.
Right.
Right? And so that's where, you know, that piece breaks down. You do what's
yeah.
right by the kids.
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of let the reality fall where it is, right? So that the kids learn what they can count on and what they can't. And grandma can be a real stabilizing force. And it's important to not enable the daughter, but to do right by the kids. I guess I've said that, but I think that's a really important piece, to set the boundaries with the daughter, but to, you know, do right by the kids.
Okay, we got just a couple minutes left, and I just want a couple of announcements before I ask Dave to close us up with a Bible verse as he's going through what the best one is for today. We've got an Everyman's Battle Workshop coming up August 9th in Sacramento, and I wanted to read one thing from a Everyman's Battle attendee at one of our last workshops. He said, I was optimistic entering the workshop. However, I gave myself every excuse why I couldn't go. I didn't have the finances. I can't take time off work. I don't need more people telling me things I already know. But I had enough men in leadership tell me I needed. So I came, putting my faith in others that know more than me. This workshop has broken me down, allowed me to expose myself, exposure I didn't believe or know I had. But the second half of the workshop showed me how to heal, showed me there is hope, showed me God's plan is larger, greater, and more loving than mine. That's what you get when you come to New Life. You get a you get reconnected with God. You go to our workshops and you share openly with people. You find support. You find others that will help you. And it's just a blessing. And especially this Everyman's Battle Workshop. We do it every month. Guys, you need to come to that. If you have any inkling at all towards porn and lust, please take a look at Everyman's Battle. Call us 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. Dave, can you come up with a Bible verse? That you
we didn't have anybody asking about God's will today, but John 7:17 has always been the way that I understand it, that where Jesus says, if you want to know my will, do it. And then in the doing, you'll know whether it's of yourself or of me. And a lot of times we sit around and wait for God to reveal his will. And he's saying, just get out there and act and do something, and you'll know then whether it's my will or your own will.
I love that because mm-hmm. I found myself, and I know others, get stuck in the paralysis of analysis.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stay inactive, yeah.
They want to test and talk to people and ask people, and they don't do a dang thing. They just...
And God is standing there saying, which door do you want?
Yeah.
We'll open the door for you, and you mm-hmm. can see what you want.
Yeah.
And then, well, I want to analyze the doors.
Right.
And yeah. understand how
before
they're
I
made.
Open them, right. yes. Understand how they're made,
now,
right.
Those hinges going in or out.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So, well, that's a great one. Thank you. Well, we love doing what we do here at New Life, and we hope that you would support our efforts here. We see that God is blessing this ministry, and it just tells us to keep on doing the good fight, persevering, and keep letting our needs be known, and the folks with the resources will step forward and help fill those needs.
Mm-hmm. And we're trusting God and with more resources
absolutely.
To help more people, right, Larry?
And the reason we ask is because people get help. They see mm-hmm. life differently. They reconnect with God. So thank you for listening today. We just want to do everything we can to get you what you need. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. That will make a difference. People there will get you the help you need. God bless
Thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.